Hello and welcome to the Marketing Meetup Podcast. My name is Joe Glover and I am very, very, very pleased to have you today. These introductions probably sound very similar to start off with. You probably have trouble discerning the introductions, but I am grateful. I'm just constantly grateful. So you're going to have to take it. You're going to have to take my gratefulness. Anyway, today we are hearing from David Fung, who is a magician by trade. And you'll hear from a couple of oohs and ahs in this talk that he actually spends a little bit of time doing some magic tricks, which is just awesome. I'm a huge magic fan. I think it's wicked what these people can do. So I've got a lot of admiration for David and his skill and his craft as much as anything else. In this talk, he speaks about networking. And I think he approaches it in a really interesting way because he speaks about networking in the perspective of the weaknesses of an open networking situation, like what we do at the Marketing Meetup, but then also what you can do to turn them into strengths. Particularly, this is useful for people a little bit like me, who may be a little bit more introverted, for people who might struggle in open networking situations, and how you can cope with these situations to make it work a little bit better for you, but then also just make it a generally better positive experience, because that's what you want in life, is positive experiences. This was a really interesting talk. It was cool to be able to take something from a different field that you wouldn't think would have much application to marketing and sort of really take those lessons and apply it in a marketing context and see how they can be really useful. Two things to do before I let you go straight to David. The first is to thank Barry. Barry runs a wonderful company called Bravo Marketing. bravomarketing.co.uk is their address. Please check them out. Barry does some amazing stuff with content. He's a really creative chap. He's just great fun to be around. He's one of those people that you enjoy being around, so you actually want to do more work with him. And I really would advise you to work with him if you can, because he's just brilliant. The second thing is to let you know that everything you ever want from a marketing meetup, including all of our locations for the events, the blog posts, the newsletter, marketing jobs, it's all at themarketingmeetup.com. Just head over there and you'll be able to see everything from the marketing meetup. I'm really, 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 really trying to make this the most valuable platform in the world for marketers out there. So I really hope you enjoy the stuff that we're putting out. With all that said, over to David.
Thank you very much. I'm David Fung. I'm really excited to be here at the Marketing Meetup this evening to share some of my magic and to share some thoughts and ideas on performing and presenting and networking. And when I spoke to Joe about doing this talk, I thought, what have I possibly, as a magician, got to share with a room full of marketing professionals? So we had a chat and we decided that it would be good to talk about how some of my experiences as a performer of magic, could be used to get the most out of networking situations and times that we need to present to other people and times that we need to present to our colleagues and clients and maybe see things in a slightly different way. So really quickly, a little bit about me. That's me. I've been doing magic since I was a little kid and recently it's become like a full-time business for me. So being in part of this community, the marketing world, and especially the marketing meetup, it's just really lovely to share in all this experience and knowledge. And this is kind of my opportunity to give something back, share a little bit about my world. And even if it is just a little bit of light entertainment, that'll be really good fun. So I perform at events like weddings, parties, dinners. This was an awards dinner last year where I did some tabletop magic. There's a specific type of magic called a close-up mix and mingle, and actually is really similar to the open networking situation, like the kind of networking that we do here when it's open, and because it's about approaching different groups of people and really quickly building a rapport. So there's lots of challenges and lots of opportunities that come together with that. And more recently, I've done a little bit of stuff in the theatre. That's me playing a wizard on the Madam Market Theatre stage. It's really good fun playing with the magic lights and the magic stick of fire. That was really fun. So let's do some magic. Who would like to help me? Would you mind helping me, sir? Let's be Jason. Can you catch?
Yeah.
Can you catch this, please? Jason, you can name any card in the entire deck. Please just name a card out loud.
Four of spades.
Four of spades, thank you. Jason, please gently, keyword gently, throw the cards to anybody else in the room. Thank you very much. Good catch. catch. Well done. Hi, Christina. Please, you have two choices. Well, actually, you have a lot of choices in life. What to have for dinner, you know. But with this trick, you have two choices. You can change to another card or stick with the one Jason said, which was the Four of Spades. What would you like to do?
I'm
going to
change.
You're going to change. Oh, sorry, Jason. He wants to change. Which card would you like? Ace of Hearts. Absolutely sure.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you. Christina, please gently throw the cards back to me. Well done. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to establish my exquisite and unique magical ability, one card that was freely chosen, the Ace of Hearts. Thank you. So I have rather tentatively called this talk, How to Be the Center of Attention. But actually thinking about it, it's really easy. All you have to do is stand in the middle of the room and say, look at me, and suddenly you're at the center of attention. Or in the networking situation, you can be the person that goes around trying to talk to everybody, trying to give your business card to everybody. So that's not really what I want to get across. What I want to try and get across is how to be at the center of attention, or how to be when you're at the center of attention. How can we perform at our best when we're in front of people, having to talk, having to speak? And so whether that's like I am now in front of an audience, or whether we're in that networking situation, maybe you're in a group of three and it's going around the circle and you get to you and it's that dreaded question, so what is it you do? And suddenly you are the center of attention, all the attention is on you. So how can we make the most of this kind of situation? So this talk is really for people like me who are not entirely comfortable when being in front of an audience, when being made the center of attention. So I want to share some ideas about how this kind of change in the mindset can help us to be more comfortable in this kind of situation and actually enjoy ourselves and get more out of it. So I want to start with a few thoughts on networking, and specifically open networking, like the kind of networking that we do at the marketing meetup. I want to suggest that a change in mindset is going to help us relieve a whole lot of pressure that we put on ourselves before we come into these kind of events. And that will mean that we can get more out of the event and be more relaxed, be more present, and hopefully enjoy ourselves a lot more. And this will show through in all the conversations that we have. So firstly, I want to suggest some limitations of this kind of open networking format. Now, once we know the limitations, we can turn it upside down and really get the most out of the event for what it is. And really, conventional networking wisdom says, before you come to an event, like a networking event, you should get the attendee list and check the people that you want to speak to, target the people that you want to speak to, so that when you go to the meeting, you can see, oh, I need to speak to that person, that person, that person, right? Great, being prepared. But the way I see it, open networking is like this big bubble of molecules all moving around. It's chaotic, it's very random. So although you know you might have met a few people before, there might be some relationship, but even if you went to that event and you specifically wanted to speak to a certain person, you might not. It might not happen, okay? We never know, however well prepared we are. So if you do want to speak to a specific person, maybe instead of thinking, oh, that person will be at the event, I can speak to that person there, what we could do, I'm suggesting, is maybe send them an email saying, I saw you'll be at that event, I'll be there too, and would you like to grab a coffee after? Or set up another appointment for another time. So what I'm saying is open that up, that channel, so that when you're at the event, you can release the pressure. And let's say I'm having a conversation and I see out of the corner of my eye somebody that I really want to speak to. Because I'm focused, because I've set up that conversation already, you can just be focused and be present in whatever conversation that you're having. And the same happens if you're looking around the room about, you know, you have in your head you want to speak to a certain number of people, so you may be looking around the room at the next conversation that you want to have. But really, in all that time, we're not being focused on the conversation that we're having at the time. So if we go into a room with different expectations and shift our expectations, so rather than thinking, oh, I want to speak to specific people, or I want to speak to six new people and exchange business cards with six new people, get six new contacts. If we have expectations like this, we're putting ourselves under this undue pressure, so we really won't perform at our best when we're actually at the event. So I'm suggesting that we shift our expectations so that we can be present and be focused on the conversation that we're having. So what is open networking really good for? I think having defined these limitations, we can really embrace the randomness of the situation. We might be speaking to people that we haven't even considered speaking to before, but we don't know who those people might know or what future opportunities that they might have with us. So we should be 100% invested in each conversation that we're having and try and make that genuine human connection. So if we go into a networking situation with just one goal, let's try this. If we go into the next networking situation with just one goal, and that's to make one genuine human connection, whether it's with somebody that we know or somebody that maybe we haven't met yet, and if you leave that networking event having just made one genuine relationship, I think that's a really good return, rather than having all these expectations about I need to speak to a certain number of people or a certain person. So this brings us to focus. So having kind of liberated from putting less expectations on ourselves, less pressure, we can be fully engaged in the conversation we're having. And it comes back to being the center of attention. And this comes right out of the Magician's Book of Secrets. I'm going to reveal something here. If I want you to look up here, I put the center of attention up here. I put all my focus up here. I create a center of attention. And what that means is you're not looking at what's going on down here. So to be the center of attention, we need to give our full attention. We need to have this clear mindset, this clear focus, so that we can be focused on just one thing and not worrying about whatever else is going on in the room. We need to be free to be present so that we can stand there and perform at our very best. So to become the center of attention, we can become the center of attention by creating the center of attention where we give our focus. So if our focus is scattered all over the room, we're looking around the room maybe, but that means the center of attention is spread all over the room. But if we bring that right in, bring the focus right into the one person, the one conversation that we're having, that creates the center of attention. And then look, suddenly, you're right in the center of attention yourself. And so the rest of the talk, I just want to say a few words about this model which I use for every magic performance and presentation. It's prepare, practice, rehearse, and perform. And this is really a whole talk in itself, but I just want to touch on a few points, because the stuff about performing and having that focus all leads into the one thing at the bottom, which is to perform and be present on the day. So what's the difference between practice and rehearsal? Rehearsal is when all of the preparation, all of the practice, all comes together into one whole. So when we rehearse, let's say we're rehearsing for a presentation, we need to put on the clothes we're going to wear, have the PowerPoint set up, the props, everything ready to go, just and stand up to rehearse and visualize the audience there. And importantly, set a timer, because the rehearsal is very close to the performance. So set the timer so you know it's actually very similar in time to the performance when we do it. And then run through as many times as you can. So often it means we have to then go back and change some stuff, change some of the script and preparation. But let's say we prepared a PowerPoint, spent a little bit of time learning the lines, did one or two run-throughs, and then went out and performed it and presented. That means when you actually do the presentation for the audience, it's only the second time you've done it. But imagine if you rehearse 6 times or 7 times or more. So when you then go to do the presentation, you're just doing it another time, but the only difference is there's an audience in front of you. So it's definitely going to be a better presentation. Now, I gave a similar talk like this to a group of magicians, and another facilitator said, well, that's fine for David, he's a professional magician, but maybe, you know, you're new magicians, you don't have time to practice and get it perfect before you go and take it out to perform it. But what I want to suggest is that let's say we've got 3 hours to prepare for a presentation. We've got 3 hours to prepare. So what you might do is spend a few hours setting up the PowerPoint, 1 hour like learning the lines, and then maybe do 1 or 2 run-throughs and go out and do it. Actually, we should split our time, however much time we have, into 3. 1 hour to set it all up, decide what we're going to say. 1 hour to practice it, learn the lines, and the rest of the time should just be over and over again, because then when we step out in front of the audience, we've done it before, it's all new, and that means that we can be present and be comfortable and just put all of our focus, not on worrying about this, but all of our focus on being in the room and be present. So importantly, after all this preparation is done, we're in the mindset to perform. We can let go, because this is all done, and we have to let go. So we can just be in the room, be present, and be in the moment. And that's really what performing is all about. That's how you perform at your best. And it will come through to the audience that you're speaking to. And the same goes for networking. If we've set up all this mindset, then when we go, we can just go in, let go, focus on being in the moment, and focus on being ourselves. So really, to sum up, is just the key takeaway is be prepared in your mindset and your expectations, and then when you get there, just let go, be present, and be yourselves. So if you'd like to hear any more about this, I'm just typing up the notes for the prepare, practice, rehearse, and perform. So I'll talk about how I use this when I build a magic presentation and how you can use it for presentation. So that'll be like a free PDF, so send me an email, but also ask Joe to put them online. But also, this is part of a much bigger talk. So if you're interested in this kind of thing, I know Joe's setting up some workshops, so I think it'd be really fun to be able to do some like performing skills and probably some magic. If that's something you're interested in, do let Joe know. Hopefully that leaves a few minutes for just a little bit more magic. You'll be glad to hear. This is a little bit of magic with this old piece of rope. I'd like to show you something a little bit crazy. Dave is excited. Something a little bit unusual. Like most ropes, it's got two ends and one middle. But watch, I'll show you something strange. If I take the middle and wave it in the ends, we get, have you ever seen anything so crazy? A rope with three ends, but still only one middle. But wait, it gets stranger. If I take the middle and pull, we get a rope with four ends, but still only one middle. Either you've seen something stranger than this, or there's something you're not telling us, okay? But really, these two ends, they should be down here. These two should be down here. So what I can do is take these two ends, pull them, slide them down to the middle, and one rope becomes two. Oh, thank you. But let's go back to the beginning. Let's rewind. Let's go back to when we had one long piece of rope. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will take any questions apart from how the tricks are done.
That's really cool, man.
Thank you.
We'll be around this evening as well. So don't ask him how the tricks are done. Ask about anything else. Thank you very much, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jack.
Very well. Well done. And please give David another round.